Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'll know.
Friday and Saturday.
I'll know.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, me personally, I will know.
Yeah,
I'll know.
Friday. Just Friday when you're going to make the decision?
Publicly?
Privately.
Oh, privately? Probably Friday. Privately, but, you know. I know.
You guys gonna
Otherwise, 90 minutes.
There he is. That's Dirty Doug getting dirty.
Publicly?
Eh? Yeah, I love it. I love it. Doug came out and defused the situation by making mention to it early on because he has to know the situation that we all want to know. And we also have to realize that he doesn't, despite what some people say, it's strategic at this point.
Yeah.
Right? It's not our, we don't, it's not as a fan or as a media member, Doug doesn't owe it to us to tell us who the starting quarterback is until he absolutely has to do it. Period. End of story.
Yeah. Yeah. The period. End of story. As much as, and I don't fault the reporters for asking.
No.
And he had to know after that exchange Sunday that the next time he spoke, it was coming again.
And of course.
So, Eagles and their PR department, they do a great job. I'm sure they had to let him know, hey, man, you know, give him something. And he gave him something without giving him anything.
Yeah.
So he basically said he'll know by Friday. Now, you can put things together yourself. That means Carson, in my opinion, would have seen a doctor by
being
then.
Being evaluated, yeah.
Yes. So when Doug says, I'll know probably by Friday, well, that means they probably had something planned anyway.
Sure.
And so he gave you a little bit there without giving away what he's going to do next Thursday.
Right.
And so I thought, listen, that's a perfect way to answer it. So we'll wait. And I believe we'll know before an hour and a half before game starts.
Yeah, they'll announce it. Well, here's what I think happens. Here's what I know happens. We spend, next week reading between the lines at everybody's comments. We get people on, what do you think? There's going to be people that hear things from within the organization. But we're not going to know for sure. But I feel like by next Wednesday, hell, next Thursday, game day, we're going to have a pretty good idea of who's going to be starting the game.
Yeah, one of the players will be let it out.
Someone's going to have loose lips and make mention of it without even realizing what they're doing. And there's only so much you can do. If they know they're preparing for one quarterback, like, they know they shouldn't come out and say it. But also, as much as you want to try to safeguard from that or whatever, sometimes people don't realize what they're saying. They don't realize that they're letting the cat out of the bag without actually saying it.
Well, here's a good thing.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, Carson and Nick taking first team reps. So I don't think, and I mentioned this yesterday, I don't think if they automatically knew that Carson Wentz had no chance of playing next week, it's just not smart, in my opinion, to take reps away from Nick.
Yeah, Nick, he needs him.
Nick has struggled in the preseason. He needs all the reps he can get. And if you already know that, regardless of what a doctor says to you, that Carson, you don't think he's ready to play next Thursday, so you have no intention of planning, then Nick needs to be taking all the reps with the first team, getting ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the fact that they have both of them in there, I think that's gamesmanship. So you can easily put out there that both guys are taking starter reps.
Well, you're right, because I think that they think Carson's going to be cleared, because if he was already cleared, Carson would be getting all of the reps.
Yeah.
If they thought he wasn't going to be cleared, or they're not sure, you have to, if it's uncertain, you have to at least give Nick some of the reps, because he may have to be the guy.
Here's the other thing I said.
Yeah.
I mean, originally I said that we're going to get the clearance from Carson after the third game. Right? And I believe that. But then, after this past week, I'm saying to myself, okay, the only reason they must not even wanted to have him evaluated while preseason was still going on, because they didn't want to have to answer questions as to why you wouldn't put him out there in a preseason game.
You said that before, and you're right.
Before the season starts. So now they're really just waiting to after the fourth preseason game.
Agreed.
So they have to answer questions about him playing in a preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's probably going to be. He'll get cleared Friday. And
he'll come running out there on Thursday.
We'll start getting word when they start game planning, Sunday? And whenever it is they game plan.
Yep. Let's go to the phones. Gary in Armour. Gary, your expectations changed?
No, not really, guys. I think, like last year, if you asked me what I thought the Eagles were going to do last year, I would have never told you they were going to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. My whole outlook was I was just going to enjoy whatever they brought to the table last year and maybe make the playoffs. So I don't have any real high expectations this year. I'm going to play it just like I did last year. But back to what you guys were saying as far as who's taking the reps and why they're leading us along, not letting us know whether Wentz is going to be the quarterback or if Foles is going to be the quarterback. I agree with you, Ike, on your sentiments on that. If that's the case, if whoever's going to be the quarterback, you're stealing reps from that guy. And if it was going to be Carson Wentz the first week, I'm not concerned about his health as much as I am about Jason Peters and Brandon Graham and all those guys coming back and playing at a high performance. So, I mean, is it better for him to sit out for the next three games or four games and hopefully have these guys back in there so they could take some of the pressure off him so he doesn't get blitzed a lot? Or do we really want to just see him just to see him? And on top of that, what I'm really worried about this year is the new rule of, leading with your head. I think that's going to cost a lot of games and a lot of frustration amongst us as fans when a guy is trying to go for it on a third down and trying to get that extra yard to get the first down and somebody, puts their head down.
Yeah, I would say, Gary, I would say don't worry about it. I would say don't go in the season worrying about it because the NFL has already tweaked the rule and the NFL has the penalties are already down significantly. Yeah. So I wouldn't. Okay. Could it end up hurting a team in a penalty that was a bogus penalty? Sure. I mean, it could happen, but I don't think this whole narrative out there about how it's going to ruin the sport. It's not. I mean, it's not going to ruin the sport. The players will get used to it. The fans will get used to it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the defenders had better keep their heads up.
All right, how do you guys feel about the whole thing? I heard what you said about Carson Wentz coming back. Is it important for him to come back the first game or just let him sit out until we're actually be sure that he's healthy to play? I mean, are we looking for down the road, the future, winning more Super Bowls, or are we worrying about just now?
Just now. That's all I care about, Gary.
Well, if he's cleared to play, he's cleared to play.
Yeah. As long as they don't rush him out there, meaning that a doctor didn't clear him and they still put him out there, which will never happen. Doctor clears him to play, he plays.
Rob and Drescher, Rob, I say pretty good chance of 4-4 to start the season. What do you say?
I think you're smoking something, my friend. Let me tell you something. This is a phenomenon we've never had as a fan base in this city. That's the Eagles coming off of a Super Bowl win. So until somebody beats them, there ain't no in my book, but I'm looking at the front end of the season. They open up with Atlanta at home.
Mm-hmm.
And Ike, going back to your playing days, the Eagles are 8-1 at home against Atlanta since 2000. Atlanta doesn't come in here and beat us. That just doesn't happen. So that's a win. Tampa Bay's going to be a win. Indianapolis, that's a dumpster fire going on out there. That's going to be a win.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee, I don't see Mariota getting good enough to beat us. I think by that point, we're going to have Brandon Graham back. Our defense is going to be pretty stacked. I think that's
Brandon win. Graham's going to be back
week 1.
Week 1, yeah. Minnesota, their fans are scared. They're scared. They don't want to come back here.
That's 5-0.
That's 5-0. All right.
That's fine. They got Kirk Cousins, the quarterback, who's an unproven turnover machine.
Who only beat the Eagles 5 times in a row?
Well, look, let me.
Yeah, but the Eagles won the Super Bowl. That doesn't count anymore.
Yeah.
All right, so hold on. So 5, so the Giants, at the Giants, Thursday night.
6-0?
So the Giants, I got us beating them at the Giants.
Okay, Panthers.
Carolina, Carolina could be a loss and Jacksonville could be a loss. So maybe 6-2.
Okay.
But that Jacksonville game, I think, is a coin flip because that's overseas. You got both teams traveling 7 hours to another country.
Right, but they're familiar with it.
Zones ahead.
They would have the advantage. And by week eight, Carson Wentz may be playing like Carson Wentz week eight last year, mm-hmm. and it may not matter. But, I mean, if you're just judging on the experience and who has the advantage, it'd be the Jaguars, being that's a home game for them.
Yeah, I
don't worry about it, Ike. 6-0 to start the season. 888-729-9494.
6-0.
Don't worry about it. 6-0. 4-4.
What did I have? I got him at 4-2 starting the season.
What about those other two games? Panthers.
I got him. That's a win.
Panthers.
That's a win.
Jags.
Yeah, I already had that as a loss. Yeah.
5-3.
I got him at 5-3.
Okay. But hey, like 5-3, I'm mm-hmm. in.
Yeah.
I'm in. That's a tough four game stretch right there. 888-729-9494. I have him 4-4. Is that crazy?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.